Coach, what are our student athletes doing right now? I know, I'm pretty sure everybody's been sit home. Are they going to come back to campus, or is this pretty much it?
Yeah, so Catawba, I think they've handled this really well. They've encouraged people to go home, but if they didn't have a great situation or couldn't afford to get home or in an area where it's really high dense population, they've given them the option to stay on campus. We've got a development team, a club team, and a varsity team. I think we have about four guys that are still on campus. The college is, still opening the gym for them to shoot. We just don't have more than 8 or 10 people in the gym at a time. There's not a lot of kids left on campus. I couldn't speculate on the number. I would say it's 5% or less, still on campus would be an educated guess. But I think, Catawba's put all the safety measures in place. They get box lunches to go or whatever it may be. So there's not, a lot of any gatherings of any sort. But, we still have some guys around, and they make their way to the gym for sure. Helps them keep their sanity. We also have, Catawba just has a new outdoor court. So I've seen some people out there shooting a little bit. And, definitely people out and about walking. It's a good time to do some of those things. Probably the one sport that maybe has not been totally eliminated is golf. Other than touching the flagpole, you're probably not going to the clubhouse or whatever, but that's probably the one sport that's, not been penalized as much. I guess you can play golf by yourself or maybe with another person or whatever and pretty much stay free of people.
That's a good sport to do and stay away from people. We actually played yesterday morning early. We spoke that the rule change in golf where you don't have to pull the stick when you're on the green really came in handy while you were playing, but we enjoyed it, had a fun time. And tell you what, the last few days up until the end of the weekend's been pretty good. It's been a lot of warmth of the springs here. I don't know about you, but I don't agree with pollen too well.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure that scares everybody. The sneezing is one of the symptoms or whatever. And you walk out there and you look in your car and there's in the driveway, there's a fair amount of yellow pollen settling on there. I'm not a pollen fan myself. It doesn't cooperate with me much either. So, just something else we have to deal with, but it's good to get outside with the limitation for sure. Crowd, it's just nice to be outside. So,
Coach, we appreciate some time and enjoy some time at home with the kids, and hopefully we'll get through this pretty quick.
No problem. Thanks so much, Lance, and stay in touch.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young the Flame, he in sicko mode. This here with all the ice on in the